Welcome to a super fantastic, awesome, over-the-top, ridiculous episode of Sauce and Goal, where our main topic today is, well, the only topic, the Super Bowl 49.
And what a Super Bowl it was. A fantastic, wonderful event where we saw drama, Katy Perry, anger, frustration, athletic achievements, and Trevor, we saw Tom Brady get 4 rings.
Oh my God.
Why, Trevor? Why? Why did we have to let the Brady get the rings?
Well, you know, if I was on the field, that obviously wouldn't have happened because I'm awesome like that. But, I know. And the way he got it,
Terrible. Terrible. I mean, it didn't happen on a last second field goal, which is the most worst part of it.
There's so many things to discuss in the Super Bowl. I don't know where you want to start. Should we start with the obvious, the most talked about topic on the day after, which is that 2nd-and-1 play?
Like, how do I don't understand. Like, and run the ball. Run the ball. You have the best running back in the league. Run the ball.
It's hard to argue that, but from the coaching perspective, you have to assume, this is the chess play coming out of me, that the opponent will do the thing you don't want them to do, right? They're going to assume that they only, you have to assume that they know what you're going to do, right?
Well, yeah, like, don't get me wrong, everyone in that stadium knew, or thought they knew, that you're at the, on the goal, nearly on the goal line. They're going to run with Marshawn Lynch. They're going to try a couple ways to run with Marshawn Lynch. But, you know, you have 4 downs. It's 4 down territory regardless.
Well, technically there's only 3 downs left. Keep that in mind. And 1 timeout in 26 seconds.
Well, right. Right.
But so running there would, and if they don't make it, requires them to use their timeout. And that what that does, it forces them into a pass play no matter what.
Right. But are you telling me that you get a second run with Marshawn Lynch, call a timeout, and then you make the pass, you have the pass play?
Well, then what's the difference between passing it first and then running second? There is no difference. This is the order of operation there.
Right, but what happens on that run if he goes beast mode and gets in the end zone?
And what happens if Russell Wilson throws that ball a little behind? He has a touchdown and a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, instead of leading the
Yeah, like, that's what people, I feel like everyone's upset because they didn't, like, run it with Marshawn Lynch, which is a legitimate argument. I can't argue against that, but I can argue for selection here. Like, it wasn't a terrible play call. The execution itself was just bad enough, and I can't think of the New England player that jumped the route.
Brady or something. Like, I think it was Brady. Last name was Brady.
No, it wasn't Brady.
No, but it was B something.
Murphy? Was it?
Hold on. I'll look it up.
But yeah. Nevertheless, so if he doesn't break that exact moment, he's late to that ball.
Yeah, and it's a touchdown, like, and Seattle wins.
Everything was just perfect for New England to get that ball. If anything else happened differently, even if that was like a bad snap, that ball was not going to be there that moment.
Well, yeah. It's,
like, we're talking inches. We're talking inches of a difference in an outcome of this football game.
Right. And that's why the cliche is always that football's a game of inches.
Yeah.
The ball, you know, if he throws the ball not out from that receiver's body and instead in the numbers, it's a touchdown.
Exactly. Or if he just throws it behind, it's at least incomplete, right? You know, it's not going to...
Right.
You're not giving the opponent an opportunity to take it.
Yeah.
And statistically, there was no difference there. I mean, the chances of scoring on a pass versus scoring on a run is, throughout the NFL for the past decade, is nearly identical. It's almost 50-50 on the dot. So it's like, what's... Yeah. So pounding it's not the only option anymore, and the inside slant route maybe not the best choice. You know, you could argue maybe they should have gone outside out, you know, towards the or wheel route or play action or something different. You can make an argument the play call could have been different, but arguing that they should have run it is short-sighted, because say they did make the incomplete. Okay, go ahead.
Here's a question. Was that pass what Russell Wilson's first read or second, do you think?
Oh, that was his first read. He didn't even give a choice. He saw the matchup. They had the matchup they wanted. They had the rookie corner playing that stack system there, and it's like, okay, we can get the quick pick and the quick pass and get it. They saw what they wanted. They got what they wanted. Just that New England player read it perfectly and jumped the route perfectly.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the thing is, though, it came down to the last play. We watched a good game last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was tied at halftime, and Seattle kind of took control of the third quarter, and then Tom Brady proved he can't throw a 20-yard pass, but he can prove he can throw 5-yard passes all night.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. Tom Brady can't throw a deep ball anymore, but no one notices that because he's
also nearly 40.
I know, but, you know.
And not Peyton. And his career is built on 15 to 20 yards anyways.
That's true.
Or shorter.
Just like everyone's like, oh, Tom Brady was awesome. He was really good on short passes. Long passes, he was non-existent.
And he was picked 3 times. Like,
yeah, like Tom Brady had a really good fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, and that's all he needed, and he won the game.
Well, he didn't win the game. Then the defense won that game for him.
What? Not Trevor.
What?
He
didn't lose the game.
He didn't lose the game.
But he didn't win the game either.
He didn't throw to make the throw to make the... But it's his play that dictated that win for them.
No, it was the play of their cornerback that dictated that win for them, dude. Hands down. Take away that play, we're talking about a Seattle win. We are.
Well...
Even if it was an incomplete pass, I still think Seattle would have won that game because they would have had 2 more downs and a timeout, and they would have ran for both of those. That was why
That's why they
passed first,
back
though.
To the same argument.
But that's why they passed. Well, I had no like. It's like I said. It's a matter of order in which they did it. If they ran first, didn't make it, they were going to have to pass because they didn't have enough timeouts to run it again. So this pass play was basically a setup for 3rd and 4th down if they didn't make it. Because then they could have ran it, called the timeout, and maybe changed the scheme and run it again. Maybe play a option route or something. Just the straight-up option, which would have been perfect for the goal line. But
Trevor, you there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
It cut out for a second. I was like,
And Shane Vereen was the reason New England won that game, in my opinion.
Wait, who?
Shane Vereen.
Vereen, yeah.
He had 11 catches for how many yards? And they were all like dink passes, and then they went for an extra 5-6 yards every time. Every time. Moving the chains with those little
passes. Is that not what Welker did for the longest time?
Not from out the backfield. He was. I mean, Edelman and Welker are the same thing in this offense. Vereen came out of the backfield.
Yeah. And to think, you know, that, like Jonas Gray, their running back that had that 400-yard game or whatever.
Wasn't even in the game, man.
Wasn't even in it.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, it's mind-blowing to think what New England could do if they had, you know, a Randy Moss-style receiver. If they had...
Well, they went to 2 Super Bowls and lost to the Giants twice.
I know. The only person that... The only man that can conquer the behemoth that is the Patriots. Eli Manning.
Oh, man. All right, man. I don't think they got another one in them. I think this is the last one for Brady.
It has to. Why... It has to be.
Yeah, I just don't think they have the talent to keep up around him, and I don't think he's has the longevity to do it again.
No, I don't think he does either.
Because, I mean, think about his first interception there. That was a terrible pass. You remember that?
It was bad.
He got a little pressure and he just gave it away. Just gave it away. Wasn't even anyone near him.
And threw a pick.
Yep.
Well,
which shows you that he's afraid to get hit because he's at that point of his life. He's like, I do not want to take an ice bath tonight.
Can you blame him?
No, like, no, but that's going to sort of affect his play more and more.
Well, hopefully, unlike the other Manning brother, he's smart enough to go, okay, I've won my Super Bowl, I'm done.
Oh, no, he's not retiring.
He has to.
No, he's not. He's not. It's Tom Brady. He's a gun boy. He's not retiring.
What is he going to do? Play until he gets farved?
Yes. That's exactly what's going to happen. Eventually, New England's going to be like, we can't deal with you anymore. You're too expensive, and you're too not productive as you once were. Give it 2 years.
I retire while you're on top. Take the Elway.
Well, not everyone can have Elway. I mean, you're right. That's what he should do, but obviously he didn't, else he would have retired by now. If that was his mindset, he was going to win this game, go out in a blaze of glory, he would have come out this morning or last night and said, I'm done. But nope, he didn't. You know why? Because he's going to come back and try to win a fifth one.
Well, is he going to try and equal the Steelers' 6 Super Bowls all by himself?
I don't think that's happening. That's so hard to do.
Listen, you don't know. He could probably go. He could go to Germany, get some special like android arms.
I think that'd be against like the. I'm sure that's against. Maybe it's not. Maybe they haven't even put that in the
NFL's let him cheat like 3 times. I'm sure there's some loophole that Belichick has figured out. Did you see last night? Now we were wrong. They didn't mention the deflated balls from the off, but they did show that they were keeping all of the balls in a gated area with somebody watching them at all times.
I did see that. And it was about 30. It was like 30 minutes into it when they mentioned the deflated balls.
Yeah. And Katy Perry did not do No American Woman. No Lenny Kravitz song at all.
No, that was a little upsetting.
Yeah, it was a little upsetting. Like, hey, we're gonna have Lenny Kravitz.
He's gonna play some guitar.
Katy Perry song. Yeah. And wear a shirt that I'm pretty sure was solely made of glitter.
Yeah. I don't know. That was for how much they promoted him in being part of the show.
Yeah.
That wasn't even really part. That was just him showing up.
Didn't
briefly.
Give any promotion to Missy Elliott, who randomly showed up.
Nope, that was a surprise.
And I think this is the second Super Bowl that she's done that.
Really? I don't remember another one.
I'm pretty sure that she has come out for another Super Bowl, but I'll have to look that up and get back to you about that. But that halftime show?
Yeah.
Not fantastic, but not awful either. I think it was a pretty nice Super Bowl halftime.
I mean,
not what I was expecting.
I was over on press by it, yeah. I was disappointed with it, that's for sure.
No.
I mean, when you come out riding a gigantic Megatron lion, you catch my attention.
Right.
I'm just saying. That was definitely, came out making a statement, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was cool.
Visually, it was awesome. I love the floor. The floor was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, floor was neat. I feel bad for those dancers trying to, like, spin and spot where they are and not get dizzy and fall on their faces.
Well, it could be just the left strike and just not know what he's doing. That was so funny, dude.
I saw
the GIFs this morning of it, and I was like, oh, my God, that guy was so offbeat. He had no idea what was going on.
No idea what was going on at all.
Because the other strike was like, the right strike was like in groove. He was doing what he needed to do, and he was, and the left strike was just like, I don't know what the left strike was even trying to do. I was just like, oh, if that's the sad part, we're going to be talking about that strike longer than we were with the Super Bowl.
Pretty much. I mean, like, it's not that it was forgettable. It wasn't a forgettable halftime, but
I think the halftime was, minus the strike, was pretty forgettable. I think we won't be talking about it beyond a few weeks.
I mean, at the beginning of the party that I had, we were all betting, like, taking prop bets of, it's Katy Perry. Katy Perry likes to shock and awe people.
Yep.
What are we going to see? And I would say every guy that was here was like, yep, boob. That's where it's going to be, or Janet Jackson Redux. And even the girls were on board with that. Like, if that's what's going to happen. Nope, she did a very tasteful routine.
Yeah, I mean,
granted, you know, some of her songs that referenced adult themes.
Oh, whatever.
Were portrayed by a dancing shark that clearly didn't know what he was doing. Fantastic.
It's poor shark.
Poor Sharky Shark. God. And then to see the report, like the injury reports, like the Lane who had his arm turned to jello.
Oh, that might have been a game changer. We just didn't know it.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Because you're bringing your fifth corner now, and most of the secondary is already banged up.
Which was also surprising to me. Like, they threw at Richard Sherman, who is today announcing that he's having Tommy John surgery.
Whoa.
Threw at him twice, and that's it.
I mean, there's a reason you don't throw twice his direction. I mean,
well, yeah, but even a guy who's got an elbow that needs Tommy John surgery still played the whole Super Bowl.
Yep. Yep. And he played, I mean, they were afraid to throw to him, so you can't say he didn't do his job. I mean,
yeah.
And they went after Simon, the guy that replaced. You just mentioned his name. So that's from the L. He got injured. Arm.
Lane.
There you go. Yeah. Simon replaced Lane, and they picked up Simon all night.
Yeah, they did. That poor guy.
Yeah. It's a terrible situation to come into, but he did okay. Yeah. And then this Chris Matthews guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and had never caught a pass the whole time. Like, was working at Foot Locker, and the Seahawks called him. Like, listen, Seahawks, I'm not working at a Foot Locker, but I'm working at a school, or at some schools. You want to call me to randomly catch a pass in the Super Bowl? Like, I'll take a hit. Do not care.
I mean, are you 6'5 and have an arm reach of like 7 feet, man?
I might, maybe. Maybe I'll go on that Gronk HGH diet. You don't know.
Gronk HGH diet. Well.
Hey, he was very famous at one point in college for taking HGH. Whatever.
Man. I don't know. There's that, this game just, the end of that game just, ugh. I don't know. The interception is bad, and then I don't know what makes it worse is the encroachment. Then the next play.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who knew what was going to happen there? They were, like, on the 1-inch. Tom Brady didn't have room to knee it. What were they going to do?
Right. But, you know, if his I can't talk tonight. That split second, though, if his reaction time is just a hair shorter, maybe he pulls a Cam Chancellor, hurdles the line, and sacks Tom Brady in the end zone.
I mean, a sack in the end zone is no different than Tom Brady kneeing in the end zone. Right? They're both safeties.
Right, but Seattle would still get the ball back.
Exactly.
And not so, with a lot of time, but
they but they still get the ball back with a timeout, and it's a safety, so it's a punt.
Yeah.
So they'll probably get it closer to like the 35-40 yard line than the 20.
Yep.
Get one nice long pass, timeout, kick the field goal, win the game.
But it didn't happen that way.
No, they encroached, moved it 5 yards, and then Bruce Irvin decided to get in a fight.
I really hope Seattle doesn't get rid of, well, they won't get rid of him, but like,
I mean, they re-signed him.
Yeah, Bruce Irvin, what are you doing? Like, what are you? I get you're backing up your boy, and that's your statement, but like, don't do it, bro.
I mean, everyone on that team was frustrated after what just happened, so.
Well, wouldn't you be?
Oh, no, I would definitely be frustrated. I mean, just the range of emotions that both teams went through that last second. Like, Tom Brady, his face after that curse catch. Oh, my God, that was a priceless face.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was like, not again. A third time. This is happening to me a third time.
Yeah. And then, well, and then he gave you the like, 10-year-old boy reaction when they flipped it and... Oh my God, I just won the Super Bowl. Fuck yeah. No, but my favorite gif of the whole evening was the Richard Sherman, like, watching the play on the Jumbotron. Yes, yes, yes. No, no. But, it was so, like, the best part, I think the best, besides having great friends over, the best part of that evening for me was the... my whole party just ragging on Tom Brady. Like, every time they would show Tom Brady and he looked pissed off or, like, his head was down, somebody made a comment.
Well, people are constantly watching his balls. He's kind of upset about that.
This is very true. And speaking of, thank you, Trevor, okay, for this great lead-in. What the shit was up with those commercials last night? Like... somebody explained to me why we had to have Nationwide do an ad with a kid. None of these things happen for me because I'm dead. Really? Nationwide? Like, really?
You know, making aware of, you know, preventable accidents. Preventable accidents. No one causing death to children. That's the point of that. But listen, yeah.
No, I know it's the point, but I'm saying don't, like, if you're going to advertise something... don't use kids. Just don't use kids.
But how is he going to get a point across about preventing accidents that kill children by not using children?
Yeah, have a grieving mother or grieving family cry to the camera about their dead child. That I'm okay with. When it's a little kid, I was like, oh, nope, I'm dead because mommy didn't pay attention to me. Pulling at my heartstrings, Nationwide.
Well, that was the point.
I know.
That was the point about 50% of these commercials was the pull your heartstrings.
It was very serious, right?
There was a lot. There was a lot of parent card. They were playing the parent card pretty hard, particularly the dad card.
Yeah, you playing the parent.
There's lots of dad commercials. I'm not a parent. Because there was some of those were tough. Some of those are tough. Some of those are heartfelt too, like the Dove Men's Care. But everyone, like, yelling, dad. That was a sweet little commercial, but I'm like, I'm not a parent. I'm not a dad. I don't understand.
It's not cool.
No, I don't understand. I don't want to be bad daddy.
Yeah, I think it's just... Can we just get people to write Super Bowl commercials? Because, like, this side of the spectrum is awful, but the other side of the spectrum is awful, too. Like... I'm so done with, like, what's up style commercials. Or, like,
what's up hasn't happened, like, in a decade, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, can you let me finish?
Okay, go on.
Like, just those style of, like, the commercial maybe 3 or 4 years ago with the Clydesdales, and the one Clydesdale farts very loudly, and it catches on fire and burns some guy. Like, that just overt stupidity to get a laugh is kind of cheap too.
What do you want them to do then? It can't be something. Go on.
Make a joke that doesn't need to be. You can make a joke that's not like ha 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 fart. You can do. You know. You can write a commercial. Like, have you seen the Newcastle commercial where with the couple? Who are basically just doing blanket ads for things. That is relatively funny. The ad with, what's her, I don't even, Oh, shoot, I can't think of her name right now. The girl from Parks and Rec, who is permanently sarcastic.
Oh, I know.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
I don't like Aubrey Plaza. I don't think she's very funny 9 times out of 10. But the Newcastle ad with her, relatively funny. The Carnival Cruise ad that had JFK, a speech from JFK narrating the whole thing.
Yeah.
And great cinematography. Fantastic. Awesome. I'm dead because you didn't pay attention to me grabbing detergent packs and eating them. Way to go, Mom. Bullshit.
I mean, they had 120 million people watching. It's an easy way to make a point.
Yeah.
Was it the? I mean, it was an insurance company doing it, so you make it questionable. But I don't know. Like the Like a Girl campaign was a good one, and the domestic violence one was a good one.
Yeah, but those I expect, not like.
I mean, that domestic violence one was pretty intense once you realize what was happening.
Yeah, like crazy intense.
I just like, you just hear a phone call, someone wanting a pizza, I'm like, what is this? Like, I'm confused. And then once you realize what was being, why she was calling and pretending to order pizza, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, like, things to get super real.
Yep.
And then at the end, Robert Kraft, hey, I'm worth billions, and I'm super wasted at the Super Bowl. Talk about irresponsibility.
He is at the Super Bowl, man. Would you not be super wasted?
I would not be super wasted, especially if I'm the owner of the team that's probably going to win, who I've paid the refs to call favorably for like 10 years. You know they're going to talk to you, Robert Kraft. You know they're going to see you. It's embarrassing, after what you've done this past like 3 weeks, for you to then go up and be like, oh, well, I'm just going to be super wasted on national TV. Take that, punks. Middle finger.
I have no issues with it. He can be drunk. He's allowed to be drunk.
At least he wasn't like, you'd have a pop a bottle of Ace of Spades in front of all of us and then just chug it. That would have been really an F you to the poor people, but whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know what? All in all, this has been a pretty fantastic NFL season. I should probably figure out a new descriptor besides fantastic, but We've had some good games. We've had some good drama. We've had ups. We've had downs. I mean, it's everything you want in an NFL season.
I would say it's pretty disappointing.
You think it's disappointing?
I didn't win a fantasy football league championship, so yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe next year you'll make the playoffs.
No, playoffs doesn't matter. It's winning that matters.
Yeah, and you didn't do that.
Well, you know what? Neither do you, so shut up.
Oh, you got to get the last shot there.
I mean, if do you want the last? I can give you even a better last shot, Gabe. Who won a championship, Gabe? Who won a championship, Gabe?
Aw, it's so cute.
You say it's so cute every time, but guess what? I still got a championship, and you don't. So sit down.
No, I'll stand up all day. Because, hey, at least I've proved that I can get back to the championship game.
Oh.
Unlike some people.
Can't win it.
You make one run.
You can't win it.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I'll take being the Dan Marino of the Touchdown City League.
I've had
two fantastic seasons. You've had one. You haven't made the playoffs in 2 years.
Stupid tiebreaker rules.
Oh, I made the playoffs last year, and I made it this year. Suck it.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, God, Trevor. No.
Oh, I can't wait till August gets here, and I'm going to fucking rub it in your face.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait for August. Well, I can wait for August. The Premier League's still going on, and I still got a lot of fun with that, and a lot of fun with baseball and some hockey. Hopefully the Pens make the playoffs. But, man, why did you not run that? I act like I cared about either team. Like, whatever. Stupid. And you know, the best thing is I was reading articles of people that said this whole deal, the reason they didn't run it was not because they just made a bonehead play, but because they didn't want somebody in the Seahawks organization didn't want Marshawn Lynch to get all the glory and or potentially grab his nuts.
I heard that too, and I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
It is. It is incredibly, like, no.
The Super Bowl is so much more important than the public appearance of one player on a team.
Yeah. Do you think they'll change the interview rule for him? Do you think we'll get a Lynch rule? Oh, gosh, that's a terrible... Anyway.
No, I don't think there'll be a rule dedicated around to Marshawn Lynch's actions. I think he will continue to be fined if he doesn't talk.
I just...
It's a stupid rule, but it is what it is.
Maybe Don can explain this to me or one of my journalist friends. But him not talking to the media was not a story until ESPN decided to make it a big deal on national TV. Oh, hey, we're going to count how many times he says, I'm only here so I won't get fined.
I mean, it's a story because he's been doing this for the past 2 years.
Just stop asking him questions. Just stop it.
Well, like, then you got to tell the media to stop going and asking him questions.
That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get anything. Why are you asking him questions? Like, why?
Because, you know, they're obligated to go and ask him questions because that's their job.
They don't have to answer. They don't have to ask him any questions. They can ask Russell Wilson questions, whoever else is there. Hell, ask if there's another guy in the interview. Ask him, hey, so why don't you think Marshawn likes to talk to us? You'd probably sue if they went to his. They tried to go to his house. But like, just let him not have to answer questions. You're not gaining anything by trying to force him to.
Nope. He's there so he doesn't have to get fined.
Yeah. There so I don't have to get fined. I'm there so I don't have to get fined.
It would have been entertaining if you would find a different way to say it every time, like in a different character voice.
Like a pipe. Character voice, or he did it in like a different language every time.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be fantastic if he walks up and he says it in Korean or Japanese or something.
Yeah. Put on a pirate hat and do like as a pirate. I'm not getting fined today. Yay.
He is not going to find me today. Arr. That'd be fantastic.
No.
Gosh, I need a better script. But that'd be funny. Like, or if just one time they got a really eloquent speech from him. Like, that's what I would do. That just come up the one time they don't expect it and say, okay, I have one thing to say, and have him talk for 5 minutes about his work in Oakland.
Oh, and it would be better if he, like, memorizes, like, you know, JFK's inaugural speech.
Oh, yeah, if he treated it like a filibuster.
Yeah, he'd just go up there just, like, reciting something for 5 minutes and then walk away.
Like, he comes up and he's got note cards, or he randomly has Richard Sherman show up in the bank of photographers with cards. And like, he reads monologues, like, he'll do,
Read the Odyssey or something.
Read the Odyssey, you know, read an excerpt from The Old Man and the Sea, an excerpt from Shakespeare. Like, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. Maybe if he did his favorite SNL skit, or if he just came up and did the Chappelle Black Bush skit with yellow cake. You know, he's got that special CIA napkin. Pray to God he don't drop that shit. Like, oh, he's so good. He could do so many things. Just be like, look, I'm not going to give you what you want until you change the rule. So here, they're not, what are they going to fine him for? Being ridiculous?
Well, I think doing it that manner, though, takes away from why he's doing it. Because now people want to come ask him questions and see what he does.
Well.
And he doesn't want to be there. I think that's the point. He doesn't even want to be there.
No, he doesn't want to be there at all.
So, I mean, we're giving all these creative solutions to not say the same things, but then it becomes like a sideshow, like a carnival attraction.
It is a carnival attraction. That's my point. It already is.
But the journalists don't enjoy it. Like, I don't think a single one of them asking those questions are there because they want to see him repeat the answer again and again and again.
Well, probably. But... It's just dumb. It's just...
It is dumb, but...
I don't want to... Like, now, do I want a beast mode hat? Yes, I do.
Oh, he's going to get fined for that shit.
Oh, he probably... Oh, yes. He probably is.
No, that's a straight up breaking the rules. He's not allowed to wear anything that's non-NFL gear at those press conferences.
Yeah.
Which is also
stupid.
He'll
take that fine. Like, or, you know what?
New Era is going to pay that fine. You talking about?
Or if you're going to... Yeah, New Era... Well, now, we did have this debate earlier in the year whether Beats would pay Richard Sherman and Kaepernick's fines. I don't know if they did or not.
Really?
I don't remember. I seem to remember looking. I'm pretty sure they paid Kaepernick's fine. Richard Sherman, I don't know. But it is what it is.
Yep. Well, Gabe is getting late.
Yes, sir.
Should we move to our next topic? Our final topic? Yeah. Are we changing the name of this or not? This is the 2-minute warning.
We gotta work on
this. Because if we change the name, I gotta need to do all the audio.
Well, what would you change it to?
I don't know. We thought about the final timeout, but I don't know if I like that.
And we don't really have a buzzer, so we can't call it the buzzer beater. That kind of sounds awkward. and we can't,
the buzzer beater? Wow.
The buzzer beater. we're...
Phrasing!
Phrasing! Lada! Oh, man, please tell me you've watched Archer this year.
I haven't watched last season. I usually wait till they come on Netflix before I watch them because I'm so far behind.
Oh, God.
Danger Zone!
Season 6 of Archer has been incredibly funny. Oh. Like, it is one of the best shows on TV, hands down. It's so good. But
we'll work on the name. There's no rush.
There's no rush. We'll think about it. But I think that we do have some. Do you have a topic that you'd like to discuss?
I did, and I forgot it. Go ahead.
Well, I'll talk here for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, the papers have not been signed yet. It has. Ha-ha! Now, originally, I was going to talk about Warren... Like, one of my... As a growing up child, I wasn't always a big NFL fan, but I loved me some Warren Sapp. And I was very sad about the news of him getting arrested overnight. Well, actually, this morning. But the Atlanta Falcons have announced on the tweeters that Dan Quinn... the Seattle defensive coordinator, will be their 16th head coach. So, Mr. Quinn, welcome. You got a ragtag bunch of people as your staff, including the once maligned, probably still maligned, Kyle Shanahan. We got Raheem Morris as the defensive coordinator. Interesting. Interesting. But we got a coach now to the Falcons. Squawk, squawk. We got him, and I am rather excited. Will they win? I don't know. Will they lose? Probably one game or two. But my hope is renewed, Mr. Sauce. It's renewed for a brand new day. Thanks, B to Blank. Mr. Blank, Mr. Arthur Blank, I respect you highly. Please don't send your mob boss minions to kill me. Go ahead.
I still not remember what I was going to do. It's lost in the space of my mind, and I have not been able to retrieve that thought.
All right, well, let me retrieve something for you. Three things, boys and girls. Firstly and foremost, if you have not listened to an album by Young Lupe Fiasco entitled Tetsuo and Youth, do it. Do it. Because it's awesome. Two, if you like the Oreos and you want to go to your local Walmart and or Target, red velvet cake Oreos are a thing now. And they're awesome. And three, let's go Gunners, Arsenal for life.
I'm still drawing a blank. This is really bothering me. Because I actually had something that wasn't like sports related I wanted to argue, rant about, and I can't think of it.
Well, keep thinking there, Haas.
But I don't want to keep holding up the podcast.
Well, I mean, you can edit and post. It's not a big deal.
True. But then it's not organic.
True. Oh, I know, but...
You can't have the proper reaction like you normally do.
Oh, no, I'll have a proper reaction. I can react... Like, reaction is my thing. I'm a
but if
historian. I'm just saying, that's my thing. Like, reacting, painting, you know, broad strokes of history with a big brush that's got a lot of white paint. I mean, that's kind of our thing. But, man, have you watched any West Ham recently?
No.
You should. They're kind of tearing it up.
I've been so busy lately, dude.
Well, I'm sure.
I got to sleep in my own bed for the first time, like, 3 weekends. Wonderful.
What have you been doing? Like, are we going to have a Mrs. Sauce here soon that I don't know about?
Oh, no. I've just been traveling.
Oh.
No. There's no lady in my life at the moment, and I'm okay with that.
You got time. I mean, you're an engineer. Like, eventually, you'll work out the problem.
So if I don't think emotions is pretty... Emotions aren't logical, man. They're very irrational things.
This is why engineers struggle. But hey, again...
Man, I can't think of what I had in my head.
Well, this is
bothering me.
Was it... Let's see. Were you ranting about... the potential that they're bringing a Teen Titans TV show to Fox?
No.
Were you ranting about Arrow and The Flash potentially bringing Gorilla Grodd?
No, it had nothing to do with TV. It was like something that happened in my life. Like, in an action I had. And I was like,
lady in my life.
I can't think of what it was. What it was.
Did you finish your stained glass? Is that what you were going to talk about?
No, I didn't. It's in the process, but I wouldn't rant about that. I enjoy that.
Did you move up in the chess rankings?
No, I actually lost 4 ranking points. 4, which is nothing. That's I barely moved.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, I won 2, drew 2. Wait, draw 1, lost 2, so that's fine. But
yeah,
I can't think. I don't know. I'm gonna give up at this point.
Come on, Trevor.
Well, I'm trying to backtrack my thoughts, which is hard to do when I've been on talking with you for 40 minutes here. So
yeah.
Because it was before the podcast. So what was I thinking about? I don't know. Oh, well. Ladies and gentlemen, I failed.
It's what happens, guys. He's getting older. Now, listeners, just for dealing with our nonsense this evening, know that you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can like us. You can subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. We also have our own Twitter handles. And we had a poll last week. I don't know. Did you happen to finish the poll results?
I can quickly look at them real quick. So that won't take long. A few clicks of a few buttons.
But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to us this evening. We'll be back next week where we'll talk about basketballs and the soccers and the general shenanigans that we get into.
So that's going to go week four. Here we go. Poll results. Okay, so let me blare out music in my ears all of a sudden because I forgot to mute things again. 66% voted for Richard Sherman and 33% voted for Darrell Revis. So my guess, we had three people vote.
Yeah, I know that I voted. I was the vote for
Revis.
Revis, yeah.
Okay, I voted for Sherman. I guess I can actually go straight to the poll. That'd make this process a little easier, wouldn't it?
Just maybe.
My guess, well, this, we both voted, and it's a 33. It's split in thirds. So my guess is only three people voted. That's lame. Who was the third person that voted?
Super lame.
Someone voted. But I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Feedback polls. Here we go. Work in the dashboard.
Work in the dashboard.
Results.
Anyways, people.
Yeah, three people voted.
We'll get back to you.
Three people voted.
Thank you for listening. Have a good week.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Yes. Is you with me now? Yes. Then biggie, biggie bounce. Yes. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Yes. Now people gather around. Yes. Now people jump around. You know, yes. Me and Timberland, me high since 20 years ago. Yes. What the-